That one shining moment is just moments away as four teams, eight teams, both on the men and women's side combine. And there's some heckup of matchups going on this weekend because, my friends, we have made it to the Final Four. We are here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. And while there is superstar moments, key matchups happening on the women's side of the Final Four, we're going to take a few minutes to talk about some really surprising stuff that happened on the men's side, because this Final Four has FAU, San Diego State, starting us off, and then the U, the Hurricanes, taking on the UConn Huskies, some traditional schools, some big schools on different sports, and then some schools that came out of nowhere. Marvelous. You are an aficionado. Your family, it's in your blood. This is something that we love. The fact that we got to this moment, this Final Four, your thoughts?
Well, it's quite a bit different than last year. Last year, the total value of all the seeds when you added it up was 13 because you had Villanova, Kansas, North Carolina, and Duke, all blue bloods. And the closest thing to blue blood is UConn this year. And you've got the Super Cinderella and Florida Atlantic. Funny thing is Conference USA didn't do too badly. I mean, they lost three games all year at Florida Atlantic. I mean, obviously, they didn't play all the top teams in the country. But, you know, when you're rolling with three losses, it gives you a lot of confidence against anybody. And they've proven themselves worthy. San Diego State is sort of a sleeper, too. I mean, out of that area, I mean, you thought Alabama was going to come out of there, but they didn't. So, San Diego State's obviously favored in the 5 o'clock game on Saturday. And then Florida Atlantic, if they were to get to the finals, that would be a real unbelievable thing for them. And right down the road, I mean, they could almost play the game locally, the Miami Hurricanes, and they aren't too far from Fort Lauderdale, and they're playing UConn. I mean, obviously, UConn's going to be the favorite in that game and in the whole thing. And UConn, funny thing is, they were not the best team in their conference. Marquette was. They were not the second best team in their conference. Xavier was. Or the third best team, Creighton was. So that just goes to show you, it's a tournament, and not always the very best team is out, it wins it. It's a team that gets hot at the right time, has the momentum, the flow, and so that's what makes the tournament great. It's not the best talent necessarily. It's a tournament where it's one and done, and anything can happen. You got what, 18, 19, you got 25-year-olds now, probably with the COVID stuff, but still, they're youngsters mostly, and anything can happen in a given game. But I'll be curious about the ratings, honestly, because usually when you have, you know, a big name team, it really pulls in more ratings, I think. Whether the Cinderella story will be enough to make up the difference, I'll be curious to see how that works out, because you got your big alumni bases of the Hugh Mendes schools, the Big Ten schools or whatever, and the soon to be Big Ten schools of UCLA and USC. And I still can't get over that.
I love but, that. That yeah, makes me smile amazing. Every time you say it.
I'm just waiting for the UCLA Rutgers softball game.
I need the whole Hawaii Warriors, the Fighting Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii, to make their way to the Big Ten, please, or the MAC.
Yeah, that's fine. The MAC doesn't like to expand. That's pretty clear, but I hear you.
So let me ask you, Marver, I think what's funny about this, you brought up the ratings. I think the fact that Miami and UConn are going against each other, it kind of takes away from the potential of a big finals, a big national championship game, because of these two fan bases. And traditionally, one is a great football school, one is a great baseball school and softball school, and then the other is obviously a basketball school. But it would have been fun to have seen those two logos, those two institutes go at it. I think, and by the time you listen to this, that you'll know what the national championship game is going to be. I think UConn is going to win the national championship. I believe they will play San Diego State in the national championship. My dream scenario is FAU and Miami and the Hurricanes win a national championship in football. Go Canes. But what do you think? How do you think it all shakes out?
Well, I would agree that it should be UConn, San Diego State. Now, San Diego State was not a very good basketball team until Steve Fisher got there after his little Beauchamp Beckler decided he wanted a Michigan man back in the day. So he ended up at San Diego State and resurrected that program. Now Dutcher has done a fine job since Fisher retired, and they built up the program, because honestly, that's not the first thing that people want to do in that town is go to a basketball game instead of to the beach, you know. So they had a hard time drawing, and now they're a power in the Mountain West, which is, you know, it'll be interesting. Maybe, you know, there's still the whole Pac-12 conversation about what's going to happen when they lose the UCLA and USC, and there's Washington and Oregon next, and what happens to that conference. There's still a lot going on in the conferences, but San Diego State may be moving up the ladder here a little bit if they get to the championship game, and that's what I would expect to happen. Miami's a nice story. It reminds me a little bit of the old Ray Meyer story with his this coach, you know, who's been around a while, you know, could get a national championship. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But the UConn is strong. That's of these four teams, that's the only one that I actually saw because they're in the Big East. But they have talent at every spot. But I was surprised that they were the one out of the conference that got to the Final Four. No question about it. Because when I saw Marquette, they looked dynamite. It looked like there's no way they could be stopped. So this is a bit of a surprise to me, but UConn is probably the favorite right now, like you said.
And it's what you mentioned. It's a tournament. Yeah. It's not the best team. It's the best team on that given moment, and plays happen so many different ways. So it's going to be fascinating to see a Final Four that has a 9-5 seed on one side and a 5-4 on the other side. Really fast, before we leave, I just want to spend a quick second on this. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Killing it. Yeah. Talk about that's going to be the game of the weekend, I believe. Iowa and South Carolina, the 1-2 seed in on Friday night, as LSU and Virginia Tech are going at it as we speak of this recording. It's a 1-3 seed on one side and 2-1 on the other. I think Clark's going to go off. She's going to have like 26-7, and South Carolina is still going to win. Shot really fast, Marver, 20 seconds. Awesome that Final Four, and how much of a beast she is.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. I think that actually Caitlin Clark could help the Bulls.
Hey, man, I'll take her right now. Come on outside, now.
She's a better outside shooter than anybody they got.
Oh, my. Let her wear. Hey, I'll let her wear number 9, number 2, number 6,
whatever,
4, 5, whatever she wants.
But as we speak, that's an 8:30 game on Friday night, and the outcome will be known. That team will be heavily favored against the LSU Virginia Tech winner, but it's been a very good tournament for the women as well. And I think the chalk held a little bit closer to the women's game than it did in the men's. You know, the higher seeds did very well. No, not the ones, but the higher seeds in many cases. Yeah. Not all the ones, but South Carolina, obviously.
Hey, WNBA, who do we have to pay to make sure that she ends up on the sky? Just let us know. Holler at your boys. We'll figure this out.
You probably have to have a very bad season.
Yeah, that's
right. You probably have to tank like the Blackhawks, who have now lost 7 in a row.
Listen, don't be bringing down the mood with that team over there on the Madhouse on Madison. Don't you be doing that. We want to thank every single one of you guys for joining us throughout the entire tournament. And a shout out to Marvelous, to the Marver family. They are, you talk about being embedded in the basketball community, the sports community, but the basketball community in the state of Illinois, obviously a hotbed in the sport. So shout out to you in this season and to the family and to all the kids, all the high school students, all the kids. Yeah. And then obviously to this point, all the college students, another wonderful season, another wonderful time breaking it down with you, Marver.
I know. Well, I mean, a shout out to Jody Marver. She was co-coach of the year in District 4 of the ICBA. She'll get an award on May 6th if you want to come down to Bloomington and cheer her out.
That's our coach. Our coach, Marver, is the coach of the year. Let's go. Let us know your thoughts about the tournament. Who wins it all? What do you think about both Final Four matchups? We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. For Devin Tingle. For Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.